An officer involved shooting in the city of Red Oak on Wednesday evening, June 17th. I spoke with Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey. He tells us about the situation.
Yep, absolutely. And obviously, we are in the very early stages of the investigation into this officer involved shooting. So there's going to be information that I cannot release.
Sure.
But I'll give you everything that I can give you at this point in time. There'll be some further information released down the road when we get that, or it's prevalent or available to us.
Okay. So the event, what time did it take place, Chief?
Sure. The event happened about 7:54 p.m. on June 17th, 2026, at 905 Highland Avenue here in Red Oak. Officers were dispatched to that location for a reported welfare check by a third-party caller. So if anybody doesn't know or is not familiar with what a welfare check is, obviously, somebody was concerned about somebody inside the residence. Maybe somebody was threatening suicide or something to that extent. So
there was a concern.
Yep. So we get called. We get sent there. Officers arrive on scene. So they for a little duration of time there, they were trying to make some contact with the occupants inside the residence itself.
Yeah.
Officers were eventually able to make contact with the occupant of the residents, I guess, and in doing so, that occupant exited the house, and upon doing so, fired multiple rounds from a handgun-style firearm in the direction of an officer.
Okay.
Again, I said multiple rounds, so we had more than one round fired.
Yes.
That officer was able to retreat, and thankfully, in doing so, was not injured.
And by the way, your officer had not fired at this point.
Correct. We have not engaged at that point in time. That we have not done that. the officer was able to retreat, get behind some cover and concealment. The occupant at that, or the suspect, we'll say at this point in time, continued to fire rounds towards the officer. One of my officers at that point in time, when the suspect raised her or the handgun to fire at the officer again, my officers engaged. Fired their service weapon, struck the suspect, neutralized the threat at that point in time, and she went to the ground. Paramedics with the Red Oak Fire Department were on scene, able to provide treatment. She was later transported to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital helipad, where she was transported by medical helicopter to UNMC in Omaha.
Do you have an idea of the status of that at the moment?
The last time we heard, and this was about, it was probably about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it was pretty much stable condition.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the stable to,
right.
You know, nothing too serious at this point in time, it didn't sound like.
So from what you just said, the EMS was on scene as well, or emergency responders were on scene. Were they ever in danger at that point in time?
Everyone
was.
Yep, everybody was in danger at that point in time. And this is just kind of protocol. I mean, anytime we get tripped out to a welfare check, EMS or the paramedics, they normally come along.
Okay.
in this particular situation, the paramedics, the officers, anybody that was living in the vicinity was in danger. Shots were being fired in the direction of the street.
Yeah.
So any passerbys, and we had a whole bunch of cars going up and down the street at that point in time, and
very dangerous situation.
Absolutely, 100%.
Are you satisfied with the action of your officers?
Absolutely, 100%. I've reviewed the body cameras.
So it's all body camera. Everything was on.
Everything's on camera. 100%. I'm not the sole decider on that. Obviously,
yes.
The Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation was called in to essentially spearhead the investigation. So their agents were down here till probably 4 o'clock this morning. Collecting all the evidence and everything, and then they're going to be back later, probably tomorrow morning.
Okay,
they will do interviews with all the officers involved, and then all that information will go on to not only our county attorney Drew Swanson here in Red Oak, but it could potentially be forwarded on to the Attorney General's office in Des Moines.
Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey with me this afternoon. Early on in the investigation, we could say at this point,
absolutely.
Have you released names of officers or individuals involved at this point?
Nope, no names of the officers involved or the suspect are going to be released at this point in time.
Okay.
That's going to be information.
Multiple rounds, you said four rounds, and then other rounds fired by the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
How many rounds fired by your officers do you know at this point?
So they... engaged and they fired three rounds.
Okay.
So there was three rounds from my officer that were fired.
Protocol was followed?
Yep. At this point in time, everything in the early on stages, everything was followed to a T.
Your officers were not struck, though, right?
Nope. And I'm going to emphasize again, in watching the video, I am 100%, you know, somebody was looking out for somebody last
Yeah.
night. If you look at the video and you watch the video, I don't know how I didn't have an officer shot last night.
Yeah.
I do not know how I don't. I just don't know.
Very fortunate.
Yeah. Somebody was most certainly looking out for us last night.
So. Have you had experience with this individual previously in the past? Is there a record?
There has been here as of recent. We've had a couple different incidents where we've been called up there for a requested welfare check.
Okay.
For a similar nature.
What's protocol going forward now? You have an officer that was involved in an officer-involved shooting. Your officers are okay. Is that person on leave while the investigation takes place? What happens?
Yep, that is correct. The officer that is involved with the actual shooting of the suspect, he is put on paid administrative leave throughout the course of the investigation. So he's, he's off until essentially the county attorney and the attorney general's office clear the case and say everything was justified. So again, that could take, they're rough idea, 30 to 45 days, somewhere along there is kind of what the preliminary idea was, I guess I should say.
After shots were fired, everyone went into action appropriately, according to your protocols?
Yep. As best it could be, as best it could be done. When you kind of, element of surprise, when you have an element of surprise and somebody exits a house and you have a handgun in your face like that.
Decisions,
You act accordingly, and I felt like everybody acted accordingly, 100%.
Very scary situation. You feel fortunate that your officers were not injured. No one wins in this situation, Chief.
Nope.
I mean, from the individual obviously having an issue, mental health issue of some sort, then with your officers and dealing with what has to be dealt with there, and your department.
Yep.
It's a serious situation.
It is. It's extremely serious. Mental health and There's not enough time in the day that we can sit here and discuss mental health. We've had our state that has just drastically reduced any mental health services that are provided to our citizens of the state of Iowa. Those responsibilities of those resources are therefore pushed on to the local law enforcement agencies. So whether it be a local PD, a sheriff's office, or you get into the metro areas where they're now taking the responsibility or having to employ that responsibility of having a crisis negotiator in mental health specialist in the patrol car with them. That's not our job.
Right.
It's never been our job.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. Yeah. If we have to go to a situation and deal with it, that's great. But we can't take our people up to our hospital that's experiencing mental health issues, expect them to sit at our hospital for potentially 4 to 5 days because everything is absolutely full.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get anybody in anywhere. They sit up here. They take up resources up here because we are not equipped to handle them.
Right.
And then we have to transport them potentially hours away. So if that's an emergency committal, now our sheriff's office is taking, up to 6 hours to transport somebody to that facility. Then they have to go back and get them to bring them back for court.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a drain on resources. The person involved, it's not best case scenario for them. It's not best case for your officers.
Nope.
I mean, it's a lose-lose. That's the situation with that. So.
It is. And there's just no, there's no, I don't even know, no follow-up resources even after the fact that seem to be neglected, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So,
Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey with me this afternoon. So Chief, to recap, the officers' names have not been released officially.
Correct.
The individual involved in the shooting, the citizen, his names have not been released. They are in stable condition, is the understanding.
Correct.
There's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of talking going on, but officially that is the case.
That is the case.
This did happen on Highland Avenue. We can say that.
Yep, 100%, 900 block of Highland Avenue.
Yep. So on the Highland Avenue, and we'll leave it at that. So investigation is ongoing. Once that is cleared up, now will there be, from your perspective as leader of the department, what will you do with your other officers? Will you talk about this incident? Will you look at it as a as an opportunity to learn. What do you do now?
Yeah, 100%. You know, as you follow or as you get into any large scale incident such as this, you're going to have a critical incident stress debriefing of some sort, where you sit all the officers down that were involved. And this was a pretty much an all agency call out for my agency,
yeah.
Especially with the fire department. They had an all agency call out. They put a general alarm out because of the magnitude of what was just transpiring last night.
Right.
They needed extra help. So we'll all kind of sit down and we'll debrief this. We'll take things away from this. We'll educate ourselves on this. You know, is there any textbook style incident that we're going to respond to? Absolutely not.
Right.
It's evolves as we go into it every time.
Yes.
So there's not any way that we can, I guess, armchair quarterback and say, hey, you know, this time, because every situation is different.
Everyone is unique. Were there other individuals in the house?
No. There were not
one single individual in the house.
Yep. Okay. Just that one lone individual at that point in time. There are other people that reside there 100%, but they were not home at the time.
Okay. And again, that's Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey. Our thanks to Chief Ramey for his time and the information. And, you know, you can stay tuned to KCSI KOAK for more information when it becomes available.